This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization has hailed the United States' announcement that it would remain part of the UN body, saying it was a good day for the WHO and a good day for global health. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO Director General.
The role of the United States, its role, global role, is very, very crucial. And I send my deep thanks and warm congratulations to President Biden and Vice President Harris and to the American people.
President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday announced renewed U.S. support for the World Health Organization after it had faced blistering criticism from the Trump administration. The United States, under former President Donald Trump, had been the highest profile and most deep-pocketed holdout from the COVAX facility, which is meant to help ensure that poorer nations get access to vaccines. You can find more on our website, voanews.com.